ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया।
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 नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादे पश्चात्यादेशतारिणे पंचकौपतरुभ्यः कृपासिन्धुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So as we had mentioned to you in the beginning of the narration of Mahabharata, gradually we would see Krishna becoming more the center of this beautiful narration.
那在最开始的时候呢，我们就和大家已经提到了，在我们不断的在讲述Mahabharata 这个过程中呢，就会越来越发现 Krishna 他就变成了整个的这个场景的核心的位置了。
So and you see here, you see more and more the connection between Krishna and the Pandavas.
所以我们在这里面呢，看到越来越多的 Krishna 和 Pandava 之间的联系。
So much that Yudhisthira wants to perform this very, very special, very powerful rasa sacrifice, the Rajasuya sacrifice.
那所以说呢 所以呢 Yudhisthira 王他内心呢是非常非常的希望能够举行 Rajasuya 的sacrifice, 就这个祭祀仪式的。
This is a very powerful sacrifice that only great emperors can perform.
所以这是非常的强大的祭祀，只有非常伟大的帝王才有可能进行这样的祭祀。
So it shows the greatness of Maharaj Yudhisthira.
所以在这里面呢，就展示出了 Yudhisthira Maharaj 的伟大。
But even though he was surrounded by very intelligent ministers and very wise counselors, brahmanas, and even his own brothers,He didn't want to make a final decision without consulting Krishna.
虽然说他周围呢是围绕着很多的给他出谋献策的人，比如说有婆罗门呐，还有他的这些大臣们呐，还有就是他的这些兄弟们，但是呢，他依然觉得在没有征询 Krishna 的意见之前，他不能够做出任何的决定。
Means he wanted to perform this sacrifice if it was pleasing to Krishna.
也就是说呢，他一定要确认他做这场祭祀是为了要取悦 Krishna.
So he didn't want to act for his own fame and name and his own power. He wanted to do that as an offering to Krishna.
对呢，他不想是因为自己的名声或者自己的权利。去做这场祭祀，他是希望做这场祭祀呢，是为了能够把它作为对 Krishna 的供奉来做。
So this is the greatness of Maharaj Yudhisthira. He didn't want to act for his own sense gratification. He wanted to act for the sense gratification of Krishna.
所以呢，这就是Yudhisthira 王的伟大之处。那他做这件事呢，他不是为了要去满足自己的感官享乐，而是为了要让 Sri Krishna 的感官感到快乐。
And he was so attached to have Krishna's association, he wanted Krishna to come back to Indraprastha in order to be the main personality worshipped in this great sacrifice.
而且呢，他是非常的依附于和主 Krishna 的联谊的，所以呢，他希望主 Krishna 能够再次的拜访。Indraprastha. 所以说呢，他希望在这个做这个祭祀的时候呢，有主的临在。
Maharaj Yudhisthira had no enemies in his kingdom.
在他的王国之中呢，尤迪士帝王是没有任何敌人的。
Everybody loved him like a father.
对，所有的人都非常的爱戴他。
Because
they knew, 爱他就好像是他是大家的父亲一样。
Because they knew that he cared for all the citizens.
因为他非常的关怀所有的这些臣民们。
So he was really an ideal leader.
所以说呢，他的确是一位非常理想的领袖。
If our leaders, modern leaders, would get a little interest in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, then they could also pick up these wonderful qualities of Maharaj Yudhisthira.
如果要是我们当代的这些领导们要是能够对圣典博迦瓦坛、博迦梵歌中的教导要有些许的兴趣，他们要是能够去读一读的话，那么他们也能够得到像尤迪士帝尔王这样的领袖的品质。
It's very difficult to accept everyone as one's own family member unless one is really a very advanced devotee of the Lord.
除非一个人他真的是主的非常的精进的奉献者，否则的话呢，是很难把所有的人都看作是自己的家人的。
Yes, this is my family. Yeah, those are friends. Yeah, those are my citizens. But the relationship is not the same.
哎呀，这些是我的家人，那些是我的朋友，那些是我的臣民，但是我们之间的关系是不一样的。
So nobody complained about Maharaj Yudhisthira in his kingdom.
在他的王国之中，没有任何一个人会抱怨 Yudhisthira Maharaj。
So there was no need for a judicial system.
No need for a
judicial system.
Judicial, what is it?
Judicial to judge people.
Okay. 所以呢，就是不需要有任何的这个系统去。
Means no law enforcement.
Yeah, 就是不需要有任何的这种法律去制裁。Okay, 就是不需要有任何的制裁的体系的。
No need of judges, no need of lawyers and prosecutors, nothing of that.
比如说法官啊、律师啊、检察官啊，这些都不需要。
So if in our modern governments you would not need these things, it means the society would totally free from crime, and then we would pay less taxes.
就如果要是在一个社会要是不设立这些机构的话，那也就是说这个社会是完全没有犯人的，是没有任何的这个罪犯罪的这个情况的，那也就意味着我们就不需要再交这方面的税了。
In modern governments, the governments are trying to satisfy the senses of the citizens, so they, in this way, they can be somehow peaceful. But they cannot be peaceful by just trying to satisfy their senses.
但是呢，在当代的这个社会呢，就是当今的这些政府，他们努力呢是要去满足他所管辖的臣民的感官上的快乐，但是呢，不可能因为就满足了大家的感官，就是整个这个社会变得。平和了。
Because people start becoming addicted to their selfish needs.
因为这么做呢，就会使人们沉醉在自己的非常自私自利的需求之中。
And then there is so much competition.
然后就会有很多的竞争。
Whereas in Maharaj Yudhisthira's kingdom, everybody thought about the welfare of others around them instead of their own welfare.
但是在尤迪士帝尔马尔之所管辖的这个王国之中呢，所有的人都想的是别人的福祉，并不是会去想着自己的利益。
There was no exploitation, no competition, there was cooperation.
那所以说呢，在他们中间是没有剥削的，是没有竞争的，他们只有合作。
That was an ideal communism.
那所以这个其实是理想的共产主义。
Perfect communism.
是完美的，是完美的共产主义。
Where really everybody is taken nice care and everybody is concerned about each other.
就是在这样的这种状态下呢，所有的人都被好好的照顾着，而且所有的人呢都会去考虑彼此的利益。
And because the king was very pious, Mother Earth.Was giving in great abundance everything that was needed for a good opulent life.
那就是因为国王非常的虔诚， 使得地球母亲呢，她就会给这个王国提供所有的能够过上富足生活的条件。
Because when the government is Krishna conscious and people are Krishna conscious, naturally everything in the world works perfectly because Mother Earth cooperates with such governments.
那么当这个国家的领导他是具有 Krishna 知觉的时候，然后他所管辖的这些人民也都是具有 Krishna 知觉的时候呢，这会儿就是一切都处在一个非常的美好的一个状态，然后呢地球母亲她也会和这个政府进行合作。
So what you see in the world, starvation in many places in the world, there's droughts, there are floodings, earthquakes, so many natural disasters.
那但是呢我们现在在这个社会上呢就会看到有很多的灾难，就比如说是有洪水呀，有干旱呐，或者是有饥荒啊，在很多地方有各种各样的这样的灾难。
Pandemics like this we are suffering now already for more than a year.
比如说我们现在这会儿正在经历的全球性的疫情，那现在我们都已经差不多经历了得有一年多了。
The only reason is because we don't follow the will of the Lord.
那唯一的原因呢，就是由于我们没有遵循主的意愿。
So remember, Narada Muni had gone to Dwarka to invite Krishna on behalf of Yudhishthira Maharaj. He went there to invite Krishna to go to return to Indraprastha to attend the Rajasuya sacrifice that Maharaj Yudhishthira wanted to perform.
那我们还记得 Narada Muni 呢，他就代表 Yudhishthira 王来到了 Dwarka 来邀请 Krishna再次回到 Indraprastha 去参加 Yudhishthira 王即将要举办的 Rajasuya 祭祀。
So after explaining to the Lord what were the motivations of Maharaj Yudhishthira to perform this great sacrifice, then before Krishna decided, or everybody was already thinking, oh, it's a good idea, let's go. But before they took a decision, I'm moving on different ways. First, there was this Brahmana who came on behalf of the 20 kings that were imprisoned by Jarasandha. And this messenger, on behalf of those kings, he wanted Krishna to come and kill Jarasandha and free them from their prison. That was the first thing. The first messenger was the Brahmana. Yeah, now I remember.
咱们再重新说一下，就现在这个所发生的这个事情啊，就是由于Jarasandha他捕获了20位国王，然后呢把这些国王全都给抓了起来，所以这些国王呢就派了一个婆罗门信使来给 Krishna 报信，希望 Krishna 能去救他们。
So and all the advisors, the brahmanas, they were, you know, everybody was thinking this is a good decision to take. We have to go and defeat this Jarasandha that has been creating so much trouble and free those kings.
那这会儿呢，在堂上的这些婆罗门也好，还有就是这些大臣们，他们就觉得这是一个绝好的机会。我们现在呢，一定要去剿灭这位Jarasandha，因为他一直就在捣乱，而且呢，他还抓走了这么多的国王，所以我们要去救出这些国王。
But before Krishna took a decision, then Narada Muni came to invite Krishna to attend the Rajasuya sacrifice that Maharaj Yudhishthira wanted to perform.
然后呢，在 Krishna 他还没有做出决定是不是要去办这件事情的时候，就在这个档口，Narada Muni 就来了，来代表 Yudhishthira 王邀请 Krishna 去参加他在Indraprastha 所举行的 Rajasuya 的祭祀。
So now everybody, you know, had been thinking, yes, we have to attack Jarasandha. Now this Narada Muni comes to invite Krishna to go to. Both things were important.
那所以说这会儿呢，就变成了两件事了。他在想，本来 Krishna 要去 救加尔桑达，要去这个剿灭加尔桑达，要去救这些国王。但现在又出来了，要去参加 Radheswar 祭祀的这件事情。可是两件事都挺重要的。
So it's very interesting because Krishna could have taken a decision because he's the Supreme Lord, and everybody knows he is the Supreme Lord in Dwarka.
那么这个是很有意思的一件事，因为 Krishna 他是至尊主，他是可以做出决定的，而且在 Dwarka 所有的人都知道 Krishna 是至尊主。
But he asked Uddhava to take a decision.
但是呢，他却让 Uddhava 来做出这个决定。
So ultimately it was Krishna's decision, but it was Uddhava was going to express that.
其实终极来说呢，这个决定是由 Krishna 所做出的，但是呢 ，Krishna 利用 Uddhava 来表达了他的这个决定。
And we're going to see later after the battle of Kurukshetra, Yudhisthira was so devastated because in order to become the emperor, so many million of people were killed, and he was so.Devastated, so dejected, and I felt so bad about all that. And Krishna tried to convince him that it was his duty to do that. But Krishna could not convince him. He told Bhishma to try to convince Yudhisthira.
然后特别是在就是 Kurukshetra 这场战争结束之后。尤迪斯蒂尔王他因为要登基要做皇帝这件事情呢使得这么多的人都在战争中被杀死了。所以说呢尤迪斯蒂尔王他是非常的痛苦的而且呢他也非常的崩溃他都没有办法再让自己这么活下去了。但是呢 Krishna 在告诉他其实你不用这么的伤心因为你做的这件事情呢其实是你必须要履行的职责。但是Krishna 就没有办法说服他所以说呢 Krishna 就用 Bhishma 祖父来说服了 Yudhisthira Maharaj
So they, in the Bhagavatam is this beautiful description how all they went to the place where Bhishma Deva was lying on a bed of arrows and Bhishma Deva spoke so nice to comfort the heart of Yudhisthira Maharaj and for the pleasure of everybody present including Krishna himself actually this is what Krishna wanted to doBut he did it through Bhishma Dev.
所以说呢在圣典博迦瓦坛里面专门有这么一章就讲的是Bhishma 祖父他如何躺在 Kurukshetra 的战场上的舰床之上然后呢他如何的安慰着 Yudhisthira Maharaj, 并且告诉 Yudhisthira Maharaj 他所做的这件事情实际上是对的然后以此呢平息了他的这个心。那么呢而且当时他在讲这个话的时候呢使得在场的所有的人内心都是非常的喜悦的。那其实这整个这件事情是 Krishna 自己本人想做的一件事情但是呢他是通过Bhishma Dev 把这件事情给做了。
The devotees will always want to focus on Krishna and let everybody focus on Krishna, but Krishna wants everybody to focus on his devotees.
那么奉献者呢他总是要让自己的心意专注在 Krishna 的身上而且他也希望别的人也都把自己的注意力专注在 Krishna 的身上但是 Krishna 他希望大家把注意力专注在他的奉献者的身上。
So here Uddhava he requests Uddhava to take a decision. Should he go to Indraprastha for this Rajasuya sacrifice or should he go and conquer Jarasandha and free those kings?
所以说呢 ,Krishna 就询问 Uddhava, 他到底该怎么办呢你说我到底是应该去 Indraprastha, 去参加 Yudhisthira 王所举行的 Rajasuya 的这个祭祀呢还是应该去剿灭 Jarasandha, 去救出这些被他擒获的国王呢
?So, Uddhava was a very, very, very wise person. He was a very, very, very intimate friend of Krishna and cousin.
那 Uddhava 呢他是一位非常有智慧的人物而且呢他是 Krishna 的亲密的好友是 Krishna 的表兄堂兄或者堂弟。
He said, yes, it's very important that you go and fulfill the plan of Yudhisthira Maharaj to perform this great Rajasuya sacrifice. This is certainly very important.
那然后Uddhava 就对 Krishna 说呢您应该去参加Yudhisthira Maharaj所进行的这个 Rajasuya 的仪式因为呢以此来满足 Yudhisthira Maharaj 这个愿望这个是非常非常重要的一件事情。
But we should also protect those kings who are begging for your shelter.
但是呢，您也必须要去照顾这些在祈求着得到您的庇护的这些国王们。
So it's a fact. The fact is that in order to perform Rajasuya, all the opponents have to be conquered.
那么这个问题。
All those who oppose have to be conquered.
Yeah, 这个问题就是，在举行 Rajasuya 的祭祀仪式之前，有一个条件，就是他必须要征服所有的这些敌对者。
So, in my opinion, if you conquer Jarasandha first, it will serve both purposes because you will be conquered and the kings will be free. And in this way, Yudhishthira Maharaj can, with more security, perform this Rajasuya sacrifice.
所以呢，按我的意见呢，您就应该先去征服加尔桑达，因为加入这个把加尔桑达给征服了之后呢，就使得Yudhishthira Maharaj 的这个 Rajasuya 的这个祭祀呢就更容易去举行了，因为呢可以使得更加多的国王能够和他联盟。
And you, my dear Krishna, you will be glorified.
而您，我亲爱的 Krishna, 您也会为此得到荣耀。
So everybody agreed this was a good idea.
所以呢，所有人都同意这是一个特别好的主意。
But Uddhava said, "But King Jarasandha is invincible; he cannot be conquered."
但是呢，Jarasandha 王 ，sorry,
he's very powerful, cannot be conquered.
OK, 但是问题就在于呢 ，Jarasandha 王他是非常的这个有势力的，他非常的强大，所以呢很难被征服。
You defeated him many times, but every time he came back to fight. So he's very difficult to be completely defeated.
您曾经击败过他数次，但是每次呢，他都卷土重来。所以说呢，打败他是很难的。
But if somebody can fight with him personally and defeat him, that is possible.
但是如果要是能够和他单打独斗的话，那这是有可能的。
And Bhima is equal to him in strength.
那 Bhima 和他就是旗鼓相当。
So how Bhima can go there and notice and fight with Jarasandha?
但是 Bhima 如何能够去到那儿去和 Jarasandha 来进行作战呢？
He said Bhima has to go there disguised as a Brahmana.
那所以说 Bhima 呢，他必须就要让自己乔装打扮成一个婆罗门前去。
And as a Brahmana, he goes to the, he can as can have access to the kingdom, to the palace, and he can beg charity from the king Jarasandha.
然后呢，当他以婆罗门的身份来到 Jarasandha 的王国的时候呢，他就可以进入到这个王国，并且呢，向 Jarasandha 王来乞要布施。
And Jarasandha would satisfy him, and Bhima will ask him to fight with him.
那然后呢？这个 Jarasandha 王呢就会同意他要布施的这个请求。那然后 Bhima 呢就会提出要和他单打独斗的这个请求。
So Bhima will be able to conquer Jarasandha on an individual fight.
对呢。所以说呢，在单打独斗的过程中 ，Bhima 是可以战胜加尔桑达的。
And then once Jarasandha is conquered, then Yudhishthira Maharaj he can very nicely perform his Rajasuya sacrifice in your presence.
所以呢，当加尔桑达王被击败之后 ，Yudhishthira 王就可以非常快乐的在您在场的情况下去举行他的 Rajasuya 的祭祀了。
So everybody was in agreement. Krishna, Narada Muni, all the elders of Ayadu dynasty, all the minions, everybody thought that this was a really very auspicious and very wise counseling.
那这会儿那就使得在场的所有的人都开心同意起来，无论是 Krishna, Narada Muni, 还有亚杜王朝的这些长者们，大家都觉得这个主意实在是太好了。
So then Narada Muni decided to leave, and everybody offered him respects and worship because he's a great sage. And Narada Muni departed.
然后呢，因为 Narada Muni 他是一位伟大的圣人，所以说呢， 当他要起身离开的时候呢，所有人都向他致敬，向他顶礼。
And Krishna told the messenger of those imprisoned kings that he would arrange for the killing of King Jarasandha.
然后呢 ，Krishna 也对来报信的这位婆罗门说呢，他会安排杀死 Jarasandha。
So the messenger went back to relay the message to those imprisoned kings.
那所以说呢，这位信使就回去了，要把这个消息告诉那些被囚禁起来的国王们。
And then Krishna asked for permission from all the elders in the family and prepared to leave.
然后 Krishna 呢，这会儿就请求家中的长者们给他允许他的离开。他准备要去出征了。
But before going to the kingdom of Jarasandha, they wanted to go first to Indraprastha because Krishna wanted to all his queens to be under the protection of Yudhisthira Maharaj in Indraprastha and wait for his return and then perform the Rajasuya sacrifice.
Okay, sorry, Ashok. So,
But the arrangements were made so that all the queens would go with the Lord to Indraprastha and stay under the protection of Yudhisthira Maharaj until Krishna and Bhima would come back after killing Jarasandha, would come back and they would perform the Rajasuya sacrifice.
Yeah, yeah. 但是呢，这个 Krishna 在前往 Jarasandha 的王国之前呢，他要先去趟 Indraprastha。因为他要先把他的这些妻子们，就这些皇后们，也先要送到 Indraprastha， 先要把他们给托庇在Yudhisthira王的照顾之下，然后呢，让皇后们在 Indraprastha 等着，一直然后他和 Bhima 再前去绞杀Jarasandha， 直到他们再回到 Indraprastha， 这会儿 Yudhisthira 王再进行他的 Rajasuya 的祭祀。
So can you imagine the arrangements too for traveling with 16,108 queens and all their children, all their luggage, you know, to go to Indraprastha? You can imagine how big was this procession, you know?
大家可以想象一下，就是这是多么庞大的一个队伍，带着这16,108位太太，然后呢，还有他们各自的孩子。然后还有这么多的行李，这是怎么浩浩荡荡的一个大的队伍前往 Indraprastha？
Nowadays we can fly, and even when you organize a parikrama with 50 devotees to go to the holy dham, it's such a headache. So many troubles on the way, and this and that, so many things that has to be. Imagine traveling those days on chariot with 16,108 queens and their children and. We hear that every queen at least had 10 children. I don't know if at that time they already have the 10 children, but anyway, lots of people, lots of people.
我们现在这会儿呢，我们是可以坐飞机去旅行，但是呢，我们就知道每次我们要是带着50位奉献者到圣地去要拜的时候，都会遇到各种各样的麻烦，而且可能会一直在处理各种各样的问题。但是我们再想想，在当时的那个年代，没有飞机，而且是坐着这个马车旅行的，然后带着这16,108位妻子和他们的孩子，而且每一位妻子至少生了10个孩子。但是我不知道是不是在那会儿，每位妻子已经生了10个孩子。但是无论如何，就这个队伍是非常的庞大的。
Even now, the ladies when they travel always with a big suitcase.
而且呢，就是当女士在旅行的时候呢，她们的这个行李箱特别的大。
Imagine these were queens. They are so attached to this opulence. They have so much luggage.
然后就是普通的女孩在旅行的时候呢，这行李箱都挺大。再想想这些皇后们，这些皇后们是很依附于他们的这些自己的各种各样的细软的，所以呢，他们有很多的行李。
There is the saris, there is the cosmetics, there is this and there is that, so many things.
然后他们的 sari 啊，还有他们的化妆品呐，还有他们各种各样的这些细软物品。
The jewelry.
Because
they cannot part from their jewelry.
就是他们要是没有这个珠宝的话，那可不能走。
And all the paraphernalia for the children.
还有要给孩子们带着各种各样的东西。
Incredible, incredible procession.
所以呢，整个这个队伍是不可想象的庞大。
And on the front of all this procession, there were people beating on mrindangas and blowing conchs and all kinds of musical instruments because it was a king's journey.
而且呢，因为这是这个国王出征，国王的旅程，所以说呢，在这个队伍的前面呢，还有各种各样的这个音乐人，他们要打着米当嘎鼓，然后呢，要吹着号角。然后要敲着锣打着鼓的进行着前行。
And when king travels means this army goes with him, his commanders all go with him, so everybody, you know, warriors on the front, warriors on the back, and all the royal family in the middle to be protected.
而且呢，就是当国王在出行的时候呢，他的所有的这些指挥官他的将领他的兵士们也都是一定要随行的因为要保护所以说呢他有这个士兵走在队伍的最前面而且有士兵走在队伍的最后面中间呢是他的家人
Oh, and the queens who are not going on the chariots because the chariots are very uncomfortable so they would go be carried on palanquins by very strong men because this is more smooth
OK, 然后呢就是这个皇后他们在旅行的时候呢他们是不能够坐着马车旅行的或者这个无论是马车还是牛车就这个车旅行的原因呢是因为太颠不舒服所以呢他们就必须得是坐在人抬的轿子里面因为这样呢会更加舒适一些。
So Krishna was ahead, and all the queens were carried on golden palanquins were following him.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就走在最前面，然后所有的这些妻子们、这些皇后们呢，都是用金轿子抬着，跟在 Krishna 的后面。
And they were not traveling with blue jeans; they were traveling with very fine clothing and ornaments and flower garlands.
而且就是他们这个皇后们在旅行的时候，他们也不是穿牛仔裤，不是穿着这种旅行的时候穿的衣服，他们都是就是穿戴着。sari 啊，还有就是都是装点着很美的这些这个装饰品啊，还有带着珠宝啊，都是就是打扮得很精致的样子的。
And they were the palanquins, and then they were the chariots, and then they were camels and bulls and buffaloes and mules and bullock carts, elephants. Oh, so many animals.
所以呢，他们是这个，就是能想象，就整个这个队伍里面有车子，然后呢还有轿子，还有水牛，有大象，有马，有各种各样的动物，还有牛车。
Elephants loaded with the tents and blankets and clothes and all kinds of items because the trip is what was not just one day. They have to camp. It takes many days. They have to camp.And when they camp, they have to put all these tents and put all the comfortable beds and everything. So they have to carry all that. Nowadays, we put everything in one suitcase.
这大象呢，他们有一个工作，就是他们是驮着所有的这个旅行的装备，就扎营用的装备。因为他们这个旅程呢，不是这一天就能够抵达目的地，所以呢，每天还要扎营。那在扎营就需要有。在扎营的时候用的这些帐篷啊、床啊，所有的各种各样的物品。
So we could not see the beginning of this procession. You could not see the end of it.
所以说呢，我们如果是看这个旅程的这个队伍的话，是一眼望不到头，然后回头也看不到尾。
So long, what was that process? So long.
所以说呢，就这个旅行队伍是非常非常的长的。
And they went through many provinces, through many rivers, many many mountains.
但这个旅行队伍呢，是经历了很多的城市、很多的河流以及很多的山峦。
So you can imagine the amazement of all these people in different places, and when they saw this huge parade of Krishna with all his family members.
所以说呢，当他们所穿过的所有这些地方，当见到了 Krishna 的 家人以及他们这浩浩荡荡的队伍的时候呢，都是非常的惊叹的。
A little display of Krishna's opulences.
所以呢，从这个里面呢，就展现了一点 Krishna 的富裕。
But everybody was so pleased to see this big procession. Everybody was so amazed by seeing the Lord and His beauty and all His queens. And everybody was so amazed. It was a big thing for all these people to see them passing by.
但是所有人看到 Krishna 的这一行浩浩荡荡的队伍在经过的时候呢，都是非常的开心的。他们非常的欢喜的能够见到 Krishna 以及 Krishna 的皇后们以及 Krishna 的所有的所带的这一行人员，所以所有的人都很开心。
So and before they arrived, before they reached Indraprastha, Yudhishthira Maharaj already, you know, at his messengers ahead, you know, to inform him if they were arriving. So before King Krishna arrived in Indraprastha, Yudhishthira went out of his palace, of his city, to receive the Lord with all his army, all his associates, everybody, big, big procession also, to meet Krishna's procession before entering Indraprastha.
那么 Yudhishthira 王呢，一直都有他的探子在帮他告知 Krishna 的这一行人都到哪的这个讯息。所以说呢，在 Krishna 还没有抵达 Indraprastha 之前， Yudhishthira 王就已经知道他们快来了。所以说呢， Yudhishthira 王就带着自己的大队人马前来，就是到这个 Indraprastha 外面来迎接 Krishna 的这一大队队伍。所以呢，就是Yudhishthira 王 Maharaj 他的这一大队人马也是非常的庞大的。
On the front of all this procession from Indraprastha was Yudhishthira Maharaj. He was so suffering so much separation from the Lord. He wanted to see him. He was so eager to meet him again.
嗯，因为Yudhishthira Maharaj 呢，他非常的痛苦的处在和 Krishna 的分离之情中，所以呢，他的内心是非常的急切的希望能够再次见到 Krishna 的。
嗯。And immediately when they met each other, they embraced them with so much affection.
所以呢，当他们一相见之后呢，他们这个就是满含深情的拥抱在一起。
Was not so long that Krishna had been staying in Indraprastha. Was not too long ago, maybe one or two years. But now the separation was so powerful, and they were meeting finally, and there was so much bliss, so much happiness.
但事实上呢 ，Krishna 上次离开 Indraprastha 的时间并不是那么久以前的事情，大概也就是在两年以前的事情。但是呢，在这两年之后，当他们再次相见的时候，他们彼此之间的这种分离之情是非常的炽烈的。
Bhima and Arjuna and the twin brothers Nakula Sabha, they all came to embrace their dear most friend Krishna.
Sorry.
You okay?
Yeah.
You're listening to the lecture, to the Mahabharata.
Yeah, his name, you gave it to him, Balaram, many years ago. when we were in Puri. Sorry, 对不起啊。所以说呢，这个 Bhima 呀，还有 Arjuna 呀，还有 Sahadev Nakula 呀，全部都来了，然后呢，都非常热烈的拥抱着他们久违的内心非常的思念的朋友。
And there were all these brahmanas and great musicians, you know, playing so many instruments and singing so many mantras, and then so many people reciting prayers and dancing and singing, and the mrindangas and the conch shells and the veenas, and so many instruments were such a beautiful sound vibration all over the place.
然后当时呢，在这个整个的这个场地里面是充斥着各种各样的非常美的音乐的回响，音乐的震动。那么有婆罗门，还有这些音乐人们，他们在演奏着各种各样的乐器，然后呢，也在这个唱诵着各种各样的祷文。
All the citizens, they came rushing out of Indraprastha to receive the Lord.
那在 Indraprastha 里面的所有的这些臣民们从 Indraprastha 城里面一拥而出的来迎接主。
They came on chariots, some they came running, and everybody wanted to meet the Lord even before he entered Indraprastha.
那有些人呢是驾着车来的，有些人呢就是徒步这么奔出来的。所有人呢都希望在主还没有进到 Indraprastha 之前就能够见到主。
And to avoid the dust on the roads, because those days were dusty roads, not like today. To avoid the dust in the air, there were elephants. They were spraying fragrant water over the roads in order to make it very smooth without any dust, but also smell very nice.
因为当时的这个路这个地面呢是土路，所以为了要避免这个土路上扬起的尘沙，他们就安排大象用这个象鼻在不断的往地上喷水，这样的话呢就能够让这个地面保持很平静的这种状态，但是呢喷出来的这个水呢也是有香味的，所以呢让整个这个空气中都弥漫着芬芳。
So it was a very fragrant atmosphere while they were moving on those roads at the entrance of Indraprastha.
所以说呢就当大家在这个路上行进，他们在进入到 Indraprastha 这个途中呢都能够闻到空气中所弥漫的芬芳。
Every home, there were glowing lamps, very beautiful, and on the balconies of their houses were decorated with flower garlands.
然后每一个房屋的门口呢都点着灯笼，很美的灯笼，然后在他们这个家里的阳台上呢也都点缀着花环。
Everybody was just wanted to see Krishna and his family members.
那所以呢，所有的人就是希望能够见到 Krishna 以及能够见到 Krishna 的家人。
They left all other duties they were performing in order to come out and see the Lord.
所以呢，他们就为了能够出来能够见到主，他们就把他们所有的那些职责全部都甩在一边了，先不做了。
So all the women from Indraprastha, they were so amazed by seeing the beautiful queens of Krishna. They were so excited to see them.
那在 Indraprastha 的这些女士们，当她们看到主 Krishna 的这些皇后们的时候呢，她们内心是非常的兴奋和激动的。
What kind of pious activities and austerities have those ladies performed in their previous lives to be now the wives of this wonderful personality?
就是这些皇后们他们在前世都经历了怎样的苦行和虔诚的活动才使他们这一世能够投身为如此伟大的人物。
So when they arrive at the palace of Yudhisthira Maharaj, Kunti came out to see Krishna.
So, now he's already
at the palace of Yudhisthira now.
Okay. 然后呢，等他们进入到 Indraprastha 的 Yudhisthira 王的皇宫之后呢，Kunti 皇后就从内室出来来见 Krishna.
And immediately Krishna rushed to embrace his loving auntie.
那 Krishna 立刻就冲过去拥抱他他很爱的他的阿姨他的姑姑。
With so much affection.
满怀着深情。满怀着母爱。
And Draupadi was there, and Subhadra were there.
Draupadi 也在 ,Subhadra 也在。
So everybody was so overjoyed that they even forgot about the rituals of worshipping him, because every time a great personality comes, you have to worship them properly, give a seat and wash the feet and do puja, all these things. They even forgot that. They were so enticed and so attracted by this affectionate mood that they forgot all these rituals.
那所有的人呢都高兴的昏了头了，以至于他们把要履行的这些仪式都给忘记了。因为一般来说当贵客临门的时候呢是需要沐洗他的莲花足，然后呢要为他做阿尔体，要对他进行一系列的这个欢迎的仪式。但是呢因为大家 见到主实在是太开心了，就把所有这些事都给忘了。
So Kunti remind them of their that these formalities, important formalities.
那然后呢？
Kunti reminded them.
Kunti
reminded them of performing these formalities.
那然后呢？ Kunti 皇后呢就提醒他们是应该要履行这些形式的。
And then he asked Draupadi to worship all the wives of Krishna, particularly the most important wives of Krishna, the eight most important wives of Krishna.
然后呢，他就让Draupadi 来崇拜 Krishna 的所有的这些妻子们，特别是要好好的崇拜 Krishna 的最主要的八位妻子。
It was Rukmini,
Rukmini,
Satyabhama,
Satyabhama.
Maybe some of the devotees have these names. Was Bhadra.
还有巴还有就是有些奉献者就有这些名字哈，就是以这样的名字来命名的。还有 Bhadra.
有 Jambavati.
Jambavati.
Kalindi.
Kalindi.
Mitravinda.
Mitravinda.
Nagnajiti.
Nagnajiti.
Yes, Lakshmana.
Lakshmana.
Yeah, we have a Lakshmana in Shanghai.
我们在上海就有一位 Lakshmana 嘛。
And I know also Jambavati, I also know a Satyabhama, Rukmini, I know one Rukmini, Bhadra, I don't know. Yes, one Bhadra also in China also. Mitravinda, I know one Mataji in Philippines, Mitravinda. So, yeah.
阿福说呢，在菲律宾他就认识一位 Mataji 的名字是 Vijavinda。然后在中国呢，我们有 Jambavati, 我们有 Bhadra, 我们还有 Rukmini,
Satyabhama. We have Kalindi here in Taiwan.
在台湾我们有一位奉献者的名字叫 Kalindi.
Yeah, all these names of the great queens of Krishna, the major, the most important queens of Krishna, the first queens of Krishna.
这些名字呢，都是主的最重要的妻子，首席的那几位妻子的名字。
So they were representing the whole 16,108.
所以这八位妻子呢，他们是代表了这16,108位妻子。
So Draupadi honored all of them with very beautiful gifts of clothing, flower garlands, and beautiful jewelry.
那所以呢 ，Draupadi 呢就对他们表示了他的尊敬之情，然后呢向他们献上花环，给他们献上这个美丽的衣服。向他们献上美丽的饰品、珠宝。
Yudhishthira Maharaj personally he made the arrangement for Krishna's comfort, and he made it sure that everybody that came with him, his queens, his soldiers, his ministers, everybody were comfortably situated. Everybody.
然后 Yudhishthira 王呢就亲自为 Krishna 安排了 Krishna 的个人的起居。确保他一定是被舒舒服服的安顿下来的，然后尤迪斯帝王又确保了和 Krishna 一起来的这些皇后们、士兵们、他的大臣们，就是所有的这些人员，也都是被舒舒服服的安顿下来了。
He gave the best example how to receive guests.
所以呢，尤迪斯帝王他就树立了一个最好的榜样，如何迎接宾客。
So personally.He was making sure that everybody was very comfortable situated. So,
他是亲自要确保所有的人都是被舒舒服服的安顿下来了。
So this is the journey of Krishna with his family from Dwarka to Indraprastha.
所以呢，这就是 Krishna 携妻太子的从Dwarka.前往 Indraprastha 的这一段旅程的故事。
So stay tuned for the next episode.
所以呢，请大家要这个拭目以待的等待着下一讲，看看发生了什么。
Today was a little shorter.
那今天的这一讲呢，有一点短。
So you can have more time for questions because we still have three questions, three or four questions from last time.
Do we?
Yes.
No.
I need you to save them.
No, that is for last Sunday morning's Bhagavatam.
Oh, last Sunday morning.
Yeah, but you answered all of the questions for the previous Mahabharata.
So we have time for questions, either concerning today's today's narration or from the previous narrations, if you have any question, you are much welcome. Or you can also give your reflections, your comments. It's all welcome.
所以我们今天这节讲课相对稍微短一些，这样呢就给大家留了一些更多的时间来提问啊，或者是如果有任何的这个想法，可以想交流一下啊，想分享一下也都可以。然后大家对今天这节课有问题，或者是对之前的课程有问题的话呢，都可以提出来。Yeah, there are some, let me see.
They're not really questions, huh?
Yeah, those are comments.
Okay, you can read them.
Very exciting. Sumuki Mada Maji said that, 这也太腐败了。This is so corrupt. Because of, this is, okay, what, just now when you are speaking about all of the queens have their big luggages with them, and they have to bring all of their belongings, their salaries, their jewelries, their cosmetics, then Smokey Radha give the comments about this is so corrupt.
What is corrupt?
Corruption. How to say? Let me see.
Maybe it's not the right word.
Yeah, that is a word, corrupt.
What is corrupt?
C-O-R-U-P-T.
But what is corrupt?
It's, okay. Well, because it's too luxury, extravagant. Extravagant. It's too luxurious.
No. Those days, the kings and the princes, they live in great opulence. But the citizens were not deprived of opulence. Everybody had opulence. In those days, gold was a commodity. Everybody had gold. Everybody had jewels and beautiful silk clothes. It was prominent. This you can also find in China. But in China was only the kings and the rest of the people were very poor. But
yeah, that's why.
That's why they compare with that. But it was not like that. Everybody had opulence and they know the kings, they deserve more opulence because of their power and because they are the rulers and they protect the citizens. So the citizens are very happy to see their kings in great opulence. They were very happy for that. It was proper in those days. It was not corrupt. No.
Okay. 就是刚才苏明格让马吉在这儿做了一个评论，写的是不是这也太腐败了？然后阿叔他就说呢，在那个年代这个不叫腐败。原因是为什么呢？就是由于在那个年代，就是首先这些金银首饰都是人们的日用品，所以呢，就是无论是国王也好，还是普通臣民也好，其实都是会用这些非常的金银珠宝的这些这个富足的这些物品的。但是呢，因为国王呢，在当时的这个年代，国王、王室、皇后他们其实是穿金戴银，是过着非常富足的生活的，而且人们呢也是非常的开心的看到他们的国王和王室能够过着这么这个富足的生活，而且呢就是这种富裕并不是剥削民脂民膏而得来的。那么在其他的这个政府里面，比如说我们看可能古代就只是这个国王和皇后他们是穿金戴银，但是底下的这些臣民过着非常的悲惨的穷苦的生活，但是在咱们今天所说的这个场景里面不是这样的，所以呢不能用腐败这个词来理解。
So everybody actually had enough opulence, but they had always more opulence as being the representatives of the Supreme Lord, because the kings were respected as the representatives of the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Ruler. So they were given by the citizens and other kings, they were given all this opulence. They didn't steal or got it by illegal ways and depriving others of their wealth, nothing of that. It was just naturally came to them.
而且呢就是因为国王他是至尊主的代表，所以说呢作为至尊主的代表，他就要需要有更多的这种财富来代表着主的这个财富。而且国王的这些财富呢并不是他去搜刮民脂民膏而得来的，就是由于这个臣民们就是非常的这个自愿的很欢天喜地的给国王的。
Like actually we are supposed to to worship the deity with real jewelry and gold and all these things. This is how deity worship was performed in the past, and all the Lord's representatives were also worshiping that much opulence. Nowadays in Kali Yuga, we don't see the display of such opulence, first because we don't have it. But even if we have it, we should not use it because other people may steal it. Prabhupada said we should offer gold to Krishna and jewels, but we cannot do it, otherwise other people are gonna either become envious or they're gonna steal it. So that's why we offer plastic jewelry and all these things. The holy thing really natural are the silk clothes and the garlands, and maybe the cosmetics, the perfumes, but actually most of the other things are just artificial things, because we cannot use the real opulence nowadays.
在当时的这个年代呢，在崇拜神像的时候，就是应该用真金真银真的珠宝首饰去崇拜神像的。那么作为这个主的代表呢，那他也是会有这个真金真银的这样的方式来展示他的富裕的。那么也就是说，在当时的这个年代的这个人们，他就是这么的真正的这样的富裕。在现在这个卡利年代呢，我们现在已经没有办法用真金真银去崇拜神像了。一方面呢，我们也没有办法去支付得起。那另外一方面呢，如果真的是用这个真金真银去崇拜神像的话，那么会遭到别人的嫉妒，而且也会可能会遭到别人的抢劫。所以呢，沙拉帕帕就说呢，我们现在在这个年代已经没有办法再用真金真银去崇拜神像了，所以呢，我们才会用这个塑料的或者一些假的东西来崇拜神像。但是在这个年代，我们用的化妆品呢，还有就是用的这个花环呢，这些是真的是自然的。
So nowadays, if people display opulence, usually it's at the cost of others' poorness. You know, they exploit others in order to get their opulence. Where those days, opulences will come from natural ways. They were given to the kings. There was at their heritage, or they were given by other kings conquered. You know, it came by fair means, and everybody was sharing that opulence.
而且在现在，就是人们的这个富裕呢，很多时候是剥削别人，就是我们的这个富裕是站在其他人的这个穷苦的这个基础上而得来的。但是呢，在之前并不是的，之前人的这个富裕它是通过很正当的、很公平的这个手法来的，比如说是臣民自己主动的愿意把它给国王，或者是这个国王在征服其他的国家的时候征讨而来的。所以说呢，就是他们是一种就是很自然的、很公平的这种形式得到了这些富裕，而并不是通过剥削其他人得来的。
So Sumukirada cannot go back to Godhead now so soon because she does not appreciate this opulence of Krishna and his queens.
所以得 Sumukirada Maharaj 这会儿可能不能那么快的回归守神了，因为您没有办法很好的这个欣赏国王这个 Krishna 的皇后拥有这些富裕。
All opulence should be given to Krishna and his devotees. They are the ones that know how to use all opulences, and actually all opulences belong to the Lord and his devotees.
事实上呢，就是在这世界上所有的这些富裕呢，都应该给予主 Krishna 和 Krishna 的奉献者。那么这个就是其实所有的这些富裕本来就是属于主 Krishna 和他的奉献者的。
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he was a very renounced sannyasi.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, 他是一位非常弃绝的 sannyasi.
But sometimes they used to do procession, Arinam processions in big cities like Kolkata. And they used to have elephants. They used to rent elephants and decorate elephants, and devotees ride on elephants, very beautifully decorated, and a big band in the front, everything, a big parade, and then there was Harinama procession. And he did this on purpose, because he wanted to show that all opulence actually belongs to Krishna, and his devotees naturally can share on this opulence, because they are not attached.
刚才我忘了说一句话，就是在过去的这些人们，他们也是很自然的，是要把他们的这个顾虑和其他人进行分享的。那么，Sri Labhasthanda Saraswati Thakura 呢，他是一位很气绝的 sannyasi，但是当他在比如说像 Calcutta 这样的大城市，在进行 Harinam 的这种游行仪式的时候，他就会把它做得非常的富足。比如说呢，他就会租来大象，然后呢，把这个大象是这个。非常的富足的盛装的装点起来，因为然后呢，再组织一个很大的这个游行队伍穿街而过。那他这么做呢，是故意而为的，因为他需要用这样的方式来向世人们去展示，就是跟主相关联的时候呢，他就是这么富裕的，所有的这些富裕都是属于主 Krishna 的。
All opulences belong to Krishna.
而且呢，就是所有的这些富裕都是属于 Krishna 的。
Should be used for the service of Krishna, not for a common people's sense gratification.
而且呢，就是所有的这些富裕都应该用于对主 Krishna 的服务，而不是用于普通人的感官享乐。
So this king, Krishna and his wife, they're all from the spiritual world. They have all the opulences of the spiritual world.
那么，主 Krishna 的所有的这些皇后们呢，都是来自于灵性世界的，所以呢，他们本来就拥有在灵性世界的所有这些富裕。
So we cannot be envious of their opulence.
所以说呢，我们不能够嫉妒他们所拥有的富裕。
Because they are the origin of all these opulences.
因为呢，他们其实是所有的这些富裕的起源。
Yes, Krishna is the husband of Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi is the source of all opulences.
那 Krishna 呢，是 Lakshmi Devi 的丈夫，而 Lakshmi Devi 呢，是所有的这些富裕的起源。
So all these queens are expansions of Lakshmi Devi.
而所有的这些皇后们呢，都是 Lakshmi Devi 的扩展。
They are actually expansions of the original Lakshmi Devi, Srimati Radharani.
他们其实呢，是最原初的 Lakshmi Devi Srimati Radharani 的扩展。
You see, the gopis are expansions of Srimati Radharani.
所以呢，这而且呢，这些 gopi 们也都是 Srimati Radharani 的扩展。
And the queens of Dwarka are all expansions of the gopis.
那么在 Dwarka 的所有的这些皇后们呢，她们其实都是 Gopi 们的扩展。
Means they are all expansions of Radharani, who is the original Lakshmi.
那也就是说呢，她们全部都是 Srimati Radharani 的扩展。Srimati Radharani 呢是最原初的 Lakshmi。
In Vrindavan, they also have opulence.
因为在文达文其实也是很富裕的。
Not so much as they show in Dwarka.
但是呢，并不是像在 Dwarka 那样的招摇那么展示。
Because Vrindavan is like a village, so everybody is like living in the countryside, and their opulence is the nature, the cows and the land, because they are Vaishyas, they are playing the part of Vaishyas, whereas Krishna in Dwarka, he plays the part of a king, so he has a more display of opulence.
但是呢，因为在文达文呢，它像是一个小村子，所以呢，在文达文里面居住的这些人呢，就好像是住在乡下的这种感觉，所以呢，他们所拥有的这些富裕呢，是用自然来展示的，比如说他们有牛啊，他们有土地啊，他们是作为 Vaishya 这样来展示的，并不是像主Krishna 在 Dwarka 的那样的，就是那种真金实银的那样的去展示他的富裕。
So the queens, the gopis, they appreciate the opulence of the queens of Dwarka, and the queens of Dwarka, oh, they love so much the gopis because of their simple life and simple heart, and they love them so much. There was no envy between the gopis and the queens. They all appreciate each other because there is no envy in the spiritual world.
那在灵性世界里面呢，这些 Gopi 们，他们是这个 Gopi 们，他们是非常的欣赏皇后们所拥有的这些浮华的这个奢侈的富裕的。那么皇后们呢也非常的欣赏这些 Gopi 们，觉得 Gopi 们非常的淳朴，然后呢非常的善良，就是属于是这种很纯的那样的状态。所以呢，他们彼此之间是相互欣赏、相互喜爱的，是没有嫉妒的，在灵性世界没有嫉妒。
So actually, the highest opulence is manifested in Goloka and Gokula.
事实上呢，这最高的、 最高深的富裕是展示在狗窟了。
Because all the trees are wish fulfilling trees.
因为在狗窟了的所有的这些树都是如愿树。
But do you know what they do with these trees?
但你们知道他们怎么来应对这些树吗？
They collect the fruits and they cook and prepare an offering to Krishna.
然后呢，他们就从这个树上采下这些果子，然后呢，把这个果子作为食材来，把它做成 prasadam 供给 Krishna.
They have no wishes to fulfill to ask from the desired trees.
所以说呢，他们其实没有任何的愿望去请求，这个如愿树的。
And the floor is paved with touch stones.
然后呢，在这个地上总是铺满了点金石。
Touch stones, they can turn any stone into gold.
那么这个点金石呢，是可以把任何一块石头给转变成金子的。
But they use the stones to build their houses.
但是呢，他们就把这点金石用来造他们的房子。
So they use the wish fulfilling trees just to collect the fruits.And flowers to offer to Krishna, and they use the touchstones who can transform everything into gold. They use them just to build their houses because their opulence is Krishna.
Is their
devotion to Krishna? That's their opulence.
那所以说呢，他们把这个能够满足一切愿望的如愿树，就从上面摘果子、摘花，然后把花跟果子献给 Krishna。然后呢，把这个能够把一切的石头给转化成金子的点金石，用来建造他们的房屋的原因，就是由于在他们的内心的唯一的愿望就是就在他们的内心中所拥有的这个富裕，就是 Krishna 以及他们对 Krishna 的这一片奉爱之情。
They have very intimate love for Krishna, and this is their highest opulence.
那所以呢，他们对 Krishna 有这种非常亲密的爱，那这个是他们。就是他们的富裕。
But in Dwarka, Krishna plays the part of a prince and is married with queens, with princesses, so they have this kshatriya opulence.
那但是在 Dwarka 的 Krishna 呢，他是王子的身份，然后呢，他娶了所有的这些公主们。那所以说呢，就他们是沙地利的这种身份，所以呢，沙地利的这种身份是需要有这些富裕的珠宝的。
So maybe Sumukhi Radha will go to Gokula.
所以也许可能 Sumukhi Radha 可能会去到 Gokula.
But she cannot be envious of the opulences of the queens of Dwarka.
但是呢，您可不能够去嫉妒在 Dwarka 的这些皇后们所拥有的这些富裕。
And you have to learn how to walk around with bare feet.
而且呢，你也必须得学着怎么着能够在狗窟了是赤足而行。
And you have to learn how to collect cow dung from the cows.
而且呢，你也得学着怎么去收集牛粪。
And paste it into the walls of your house, like you see in the villages in Vrindavan.
然后呢，要学着怎么把这个牛粪给贴在这个墙上，然后把它制成牛饼，就好像我们在文达们所看到的那样。
So you can start practicing walking around barefoot and collecting cow dung.
所以呢，您现在开始就应该练习这些事儿了，就是要赤足而行，并且要搜集牛粪。
And you have to also learn how to milk the cows.
而且你也得学着怎么挤牛奶。
And prepare milk sweets for Krishna.
然后为 Krishna 来准备甜品，用牛奶制成的甜品。
And gradually you become qualified to enter Gokula.
然后慢慢的呢，您就有了资格能够进入到狗窟了。Jai!
Jai, Haribo!
Jai, Haribo! 然后下面呢是Gaura Priti Maladi's comments. She said, Krishna 的富裕充分展现了。She said, actually, it's a fully manifest for the opulence of Krishna from the procession.
Yeah.Krishna, yeah. Krishna is the source of all opulences.
Yeah, yeah. And then Sumukhi Radha Maharaj is keeping saying, 我一看我这说法就是嫉妒至尊主的富裕。Actually, yeah, well, earlier, Sumukhi Radha Maharaj said that, for my comments about this is corruption, actually showing that I am showing my jealousy to the opulence of the Lord.
Yeah, we are all envious.
的确，的确，我们大家其实都是挺嫉妒的。
But we have to understand Krishna is the origin of all opulence. He is the husband of Lakshmi Devi. So all the opulences are within.
其实让我们要知道 Krishna 他是一切的赋予的源泉，因为他是这幸运女神的丈夫，所以说呢所有的赋予都在他那儿呢。然后下面啊 Gaur Priti Maji 说，什么时候我们能绕过一次 Krishna 经过的圣地？Gaur Priti Maji express her desire, she said, one, actually, we will get the opportunity to do the full parakram to where Lord Krishna has been passed through.
Well, pray that all these problems of COVID will go away so you can go back for parakram.
那所以呢安叔说呢我们大家都要祈祷这个疫情赶紧过去，这样我们就可以去进行绕拜了。
Yeah, we are all very anxious to go back.
Yeah, let me see.
Meanwhile, you can do parikram on meditation. If you have already done physically, you can meditate or you can also watch on video. They have done online parikram, so you can participate on online parikrama.
那现在这会儿呢，如果我们要是已经之前曾经去绕拜过的话呢，我们这会儿就应该在我们的内心中去进行一个冥想的绕拜，或者说是跟着网上去进行一个网上的绕拜。
But meditation is very powerful.
但是呢，我们的这个冥想的绕拜是非常的有力量的。
Remember all these places where we visit and the pastimes that occur in those places.Is a very powerful meditation.
就是如果是我们要是能够记着我们之前所曾经绕过的那个地方，以及在那些地方所发生的所有那些消时光，如果我们要能冥想这些事情的话呢，是非常的有力量的。
Next,
Faye. Okay, well, this question she's asking. This is her first time to join this class. When is the time for the class to start?非嘛也是这样的啊，就是每周五的下午六点到八点钟之前是阿叔讲的马哈巴尔的这节课。Sorry, 阿叔 I just answer her. About the time. 那么下面这个问题是苏穆克拉玛吉的顶巴阿叔和奉献者们，这里看到 Krishna 的皇后们这么喜欢珠宝细软，这和我们的物质享乐和财富的衣服有何区别呢？阿叔 please accept my very humble obeisances.And all the humble businesses to the devotees. My question is that here we can see that the queens are very attached or very fond of the jewelries and also the belongings, the cosmetics and the silk garments, whatever. What are the differences versus of the all attachments?
Well, these were all gifts of Krishna.This is all gifts of Krishna.
就是皇后们他们所拥有的这一切呢都是 Krishna 送给他们的礼物。
It's like if you receive some maprasada from the deity, something very opulent, you're going to cherish very much. We become attached to that because it's related to Krishna.
那么就好像如果我们要是得到了神像曾经用过的 maprasada, 那么这个东西呢 它是本来是就是是一块珠宝，是一块很富裕的这么一个东西。那么这个其实是一块 Mahaprasada, 那我们就会对它产生依恋之情，因为它和 Krishna 是相连接在一起的。
We keep it preciously, you become very attached to these things.
那所以呢我们就会非常的珍视它，而且呢我们就会很依附于它。
Because it's Krishna's Prasadam.
因为呢这是 Krishna 的 Prasadam.So this is a major difference. 那么下面一个问题呢是 Gaur Priti Maji 的顶拜阿叔和所有的奉献者，请问阿叔现在还有 Krishna 从 Dwarka 去 Hastinapur 这条圣地的路吗？我们有机会去绕拜圣地吗？She's asking, right now, can we find the exact route for the Lord Krishna's procession?You know, the whole party traveled from Dwarka to Hastin, Indraprastha. She said, is that possible for us actually to journey through the same journey?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Probably yes. It could be that the old road might be there, or some places are already covered by the new roads that they use for the buses and normal transportation. But it's possible that the old path still there, because in many holy places we're still there. But from Dwarka to Hastinapura, which is Delhi now, it's a long, long distance. So it might be some places might be there, some areas, some
是这样的啊，就是从 Dwarka 到 Indraprastha 这个地方的这段路程是非常的长的，所以说呢，阿叔说有可能就是曾经他们走过的这条路的某些地方现在还留着，但是呢，有很多地方可能已经被敲掉了，然后呢，
Are you there?I lost you. Hello, I lost you.
Ashu.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. I'm sorry. All of a sudden. Yeah. All of a sudden, I was just kicked off. 对不起啊，我刚才一下子被踢出去了。我现在在看，但是我现在还有。
According to Wikipedia, they say that is a location of present-day New Delhi, but this was supposed to be what do you call, the capital of the Kurus, not Indraprastha. So that was Hastinapura. Hastinapura is the place.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not far. It's not too far from Delhi, the original place of Indraprastha. They were not too far away from each other.
这个 Indraprastha 和 Hastinapur 他们俩不是特别的远，然后 Hastinapur 呢是很明确的，就是现在的新德里的这个地方，但是 Indraprastha 具体在哪儿呢不是特别的清楚。反正阿叔就说呢，就是整个从 Dwarka 到 Indraprastha 这段路上的所有的这些之前 Krishna 曾经走过的路不一定是全部都保留下来了。
Okay,
然后呢谢谢阿叔的解释，我理解了。卡利年代的人们和那个时候比起来实在太穷了。Swami Guruji, echo your answer to her earlier. She said that, thank you very much for your explanation. Now I understand. However, the people in Kali Yuga compared with the people in the previous ages actually were really in the poverty.
In this age, we don't have any opulences. The opulence in this age is paper money.
And then when you said that, probably you have to put on hold for your speed back to the Godhead. And she said that, oh my God, I just, you know, by accidentally, committed offense. 所以完了就我的妈呀，不小心又犯错误了。
Anyway, prepare to walk around barefoot and collect cow dung.
Yeah. 然后阿叔说呢，就是你现在就开始这个学着搜集牛粪就可以了。然后 she said that 跪求阿叔和大家为我求求情，别让我在这里流浪太久，让我早点回家吧，求求大家了。 She said that please 阿叔 and I beg all of you, all of the devotees, please help me to somehow to release me from this mystic and not loitering in this material world for too long. I really want to go back home a little bit sooner. Thank you so much. Please help me.
We have to accept that Krishna is the source of all opulences, and only Krishna's devotees are entitled to use those opulences, because they use in service, they don't use for their sense enjoyment.
所以说呢，我们就必须要知道一点，就是 Krishna 他是所有的这些富裕的源头，那么只有 Krishna 的奉献者其实才应该得到所有的这些富裕，因为呢只有 Krishna 的奉献者才知道怎么把这些富裕的这些所有的方方面面用于对 Krishna 的服务之中，而不是用于自己的感官享乐。
Krishna is the source of everything, so Krishna has all the opulences, and Krishna can give all opulences to his devotees. And the devotees never feel enamored by these opulences. Like Yudhisthira Maharaj had so much opulence. He was happy to live in a forest. He was so happy to live in a forest when he was given the kingdom after Kurukshetra. He said, I don't know how to live in these great opulences, you know. But Krishna said, you use for your service. You are a king. So it was no attachment for the opulences. He liked the simple life.
对呢 ，Krishna 呢会把他的这个富裕给予他的奉献者，然后呢去用于他的服务。但是呢，奉献者其实是不会去依附于这些富裕的。那就比如说像 Yudhisthira Maharaj， 那他是非常的富足的，他是拥有所有的这些富裕的物品的。但是呢，当他失去了Hastinapur 失去他的王国的时候呢，他非常开心的就住到了这个森林里面。所以说呢，他是很气绝的，不会依附于这些富裕。
He didn't want to get opulence, but Krishna said, "You have to take. You are a king."
对。然后呢，Yudhisthira王他其实他不想要这些富裕，但是呢 ，Krishna 就说，因为你是一个国王，所以你必须要用这些富裕，然后来去做你的这个服务。所以是 Krishna 劝他的。然后下面这位奉献者问到，那么嫉妒还能回家吗？He said that if we have the jealousy, if we still, you know, holding that jealousy, can we go back home?
No.
嫉妒就回不了家了。
No. Jealousy, envy destroy our loving attitude.
因为这种嫉妒它是会毁掉我们的爱。
So in those days, remember, even not just the king was concerned by the welfare of the citizens, but the citizens, they were concerned about the welfare of each other. Means really no envy. They were just caring for each other.
在当时的那个年代，不仅仅是国王非常的考虑照顾他的臣民的福祉，那么他的臣民也是非常的去考虑照顾着他们的国王的福祉的，那就意味着他们彼此之间是相亲相爱的，是没有嫉妒的。
So when there is cooperation amongst everybody, then the attitude of service is evoked. When there is exploitation or trying to compete with others, then envy is the result. This is the result of envy.
那所以说呢，就是当 ，sorry， 来说 ，when there
if you don't have envy, then naturally you cooperate with each other for service. You help each other. There is cooperation. There is service. When there is envy, then there is exploitation. There is competition.
就是当没有嫉妒的时候，那就很自然的，大家就会合作，就会相亲相爱。但是如果要是如果要是这个剥削的话，如果是不就让的不是就讲就这么说，这么说重新说一遍，就如果要是嫉妒的话，如果要是不嫉妒的话，等会儿啊。
If there is envy, there is exploitation, there is competition. If there is envy,
呀， yeah, 就是如果要是彼此之间要是嫉妒了的话。那也就意味着彼此之间呢就会有竞争，然后呢就会有剥削。
That's what we see in modern society. There is so much competition and exploitation because there is envy for each other.
那么这就是我们在现代社会所见到的这一点。我们看到了很多的剥削，很多的这种竞争的原因，就是因为彼此之间的嫉妒而导致的。
If there is love, there is caring for each other, and there is cooperation.In the service of the Lord.
但是如果要是彼此之间要是相亲相爱，就是彼此之间相互爱戴的话，那么就会有这种爱，然后大家就会一块儿去服务主。
Means there is no envy.
那也就意味着这其实是没有嫉妒的。
Envy is an obstacle to love and cooperation.
所以说呢，嫉妒是在合作和爱的障碍。就如果是有嫉妒的话，就没有办法有爱，没有办法去合作了。
So in order to serve the Lord and His devotees, you have to give up envy.
所以说呢，我们为了要服务主以及主的奉献者，我们就必须要放弃嫉妒。
Means we have to see others always as better than ourselves, and we see others as the objects of our service.
那所以呢，我们就必须要看待别人的时候呢，总是觉得别人要比我们要好，而且呢，我们要认为别人就是我们所服务的对象。
With this attitude, gradually envy disappears.
因为如果我们要是有这样的心态的话，慢慢的这嫉妒就消失了。
Spiritual world is the realm of service where everybody likes to serve each other and serve Krishna.
那么灵性世界呢，是一个服务之地，在那个地方的所有的人都是愿意去服务彼此，然后大家都想要去服务 Krishna.
Service means we care, we try to please others. So in order to please others, we cannot have envy in our hearts.
那服务也就意味着是我们要去关心别人，然后呢，我们要去取悦别人。那如果我们要是想取悦别人的话，就不可能在我们的内心中还有嫉妒。
Envy is an obstacle to that spontaneous service to others.
那所以说呢，这个嫉妒就造成了对别人的自发的服务的障碍。
Envy means we want to take the position of master. We want to be served by others. We want to have the opulences of others. We want to have what others have. And we minimize others because we want to put ourselves in a higher position.
那么嫉妒也就意味着我们希望把自己给放在一个很高的位置，然后希望自己是一个享乐者，是被服务者。然后呢，我们想把别人给看低，给看扁，然后呢，使得自己能够变得更加的凸显出来。
Exploitation, competition, this is the result of envy.
剥削呀，还有竞争啊，这些都是嫉妒的产物。
But when we develop love, all this envy, jealousy, greed, all this disappear from the heart.
那但是如果我们要是培养出爱了的话呢，那所有的这些嫉妒啊，剥削呀，竞争啊，都会从我们的内心中被剥离掉了。
A mother who loves a child is not envious of the child.
那比如说妈妈她很爱她的孩子，那她就不会去嫉妒她的孩子。
He loves the child. He wants to the child to have everything that is good.
那么她呢是非常爱她的孩子的，她是希望她的孩子能够拥有所有的好的东西的。
She sacrifices for the child.
那她会为她的孩子而做出牺牲。
Without expectation of return.
而且呢，她也不会祈求着从孩子那得到什么回报。
If he's really a good mother.
那如果她要是真的一位好母亲的话。So Mukhi Ranama, 请问阿叔，奉献者们好像对于金银首饰珠宝并不太感兴趣，这是一种稳当们赋予的情感展示吗？She's asking, 阿叔, my question is that it seems that devotees doesn't show strong interest to the opulence like gold, silver, and jewelry. Is this a kind of a mood showing the...Vrindavan type of opulence?
No, it's just because they don't have it. They just don't. They don't. They cannot afford it.
不是的，不是的，就是目前为止，奉献者展现出来这种状态，是因为还买不起金银首饰，所以说现在因为没有，所以表现出来的好像是不一副。
Nowadays, real gold ornaments are very, 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 very.Very rare.
因为在现在当今呢，其实真正的这个金银首饰，货真价值的金银首饰已经很少了。
But there are many, there are devotees who receive gold from their grandparents and things like that, and they offer this gold ornaments to the deities. Many devotees offer gold ornaments for the deities. You can offer your own gold ornaments. You can offer to the deities because the gold is always pure.
那么但是有很多的奉献者实际上是这样的，他们从他们的这个祖辈那儿 继承了真正的很珍贵的这种首饰，真的金子，纯金的这些首饰，那么他们呢会把这个纯金的这个首饰献给神像，这是可以的，就是可以把自己用过的这个金银首饰献给神像，因为这个金银首饰他们永远都是纯粹的，都是纯净的。
Gold and precious stones are not contaminated, can be, even if you have wear them, you can offer to the deities.
就是这个金子呀，还有宝石啊，这些是不可以，不会被污染的，所以即便是我们都已经用过了，但依然还是可以献给神像的。
So many devotees, particularly in India, they offer gold. They offer gold for the deities, for the deities' ornaments, the deities' jewelry. They offer their own gold, yeah.
那特别是在印度的很多奉献者，他们都会把他们自己用过的金子或者是各种各样的这个珠宝首饰会献给神像的。
Usually they transform it in particular jewelry for the deities. They melt that and then they make other jewelry with that.
而且他们呢是会把他们自己的这个纯金的这个首饰把它重新给它熔掉。然后呢，把它再打造成神像比较适合用的首饰，送给神像。
Many devotees offer gold and silver for the make to make the deities of the Panchatattva. Panchatattva is made with many precious metals, and many is gold and silver given by devotees and their families.
You mean the Panchatattva deity?
Yes, Mayapur, yeah.
Okay. 那么就是在 Mayapur 的这个 Panchatattva 五圣体的这个神像，他用的就是有很多的奉献者所献上的他们自己的这个金银首饰而重新熔掉的这个金子而打造的神像。
So it's not all gold and silver, but there is a lot of gold and silver mixed on that main metal that they build, they make the deities.
Okay. 那个 Panchatattva 的这个神像并不是说是由纯金或者纯银打造的神像，但是呢，就是在铸造这个神像的金属里面，掺有了很多的奉献者所献上的他们的金银首饰所熔掉的这个金子和银子。
Any other question?
Yeah. The next question,不穿鞋，从木鱼妈上不穿鞋实在太好了，穿鞋太不舒服，太麻烦，真怀念小时候光着脚在雨里跑的感觉。She said it's really wonderful of not wearing shoes because I feel very uncomfortable of wearing the shoes and also it's quite troublesome. I really miss those days when I was a little child and I was running out here and there with bare feet in the rain.
Yeah. We used to do that when you were children before.
然后他又说呢，尊命阿叔，我正在很努力的收集牛粪，夏天阳台上都是牛粪，特地的和送牛奶的农户要了很多牛粪，给托拉西水神施肥，也给奉献者们。She said that, 阿叔 actually I'm trying all my effort to collect the cow dung. In summer, my balcony actually has been kept lots of the cow dung because I'm asking that from the,farmer who delivered the milk to me. I use it for Tulasi Devi. As a fertilizer for the Tulasi Devi. I also distribute it to the devotees.
Yes, it's good. They can also use to purify things for the deities. Sometimes things become contaminated and you can purify it with cow dung. When you wash with cow dung, any contaminated thing become purified.
而且呢还可以用牛粪来洗任何被污染了的东西，就是如果是用牛粪来洗的话呢，所有的污染过的东西都变得纯净了。
Particular things for the kitchen, for instance, or for deity worship, metals, you know, can be purified, or metal pots, you know, things like that can be used, can be purified with cow dung.
OK, 那么就是比如说呢，在厨房里面用过的这些锅呀盆啊，还有就是我们在崇拜神像的时候一些器具啊，就这些东西都是可以用牛粪来进行净化的。
In India, they used to plaster cow dung in the walls inside and on the floor. The houses, the small huts, they have the houses in the village. Inside, outside, is covered with mud and cow dung.
那那在印度的时候呢，就是他们在这个家里面的里外都铺着，就里外的墙上还有地面都铺着牛粪。
And when you go inside, you feel it smells so good. And they burn the fire with dry cow, in order to cook, they use cow dung.
然后呢，就是当你走进家里面内饰贴着牛粪的这个家里的时候，你一进门，然后你一闻，你会觉得这个气味是非常的清新的，而且呢，他们还会用干了的牛粪来作为柴火来做饭。
It's not toxic, it's pure.
所以说呢，它是很，它这个没有任何的毒，就是有毒的物质在这里面，是纯粹的。
And smells very good when it burns.
而且呢，就是当这个牛粪被点着了以后，它的气味是非常芬芳的。
And because of the cow dung in the walls, mosquitoes and insects don't go in.
而
They
且就是
are insect repellents.
OK，然后呢，就是因为在这个屋子里面的墙上贴着牛粪，所以说呢，使得这些虫子呀，还有这个，
When the
使 得虫
mosquito
子呀，还有蚊子
balara
呀，虫子呀，还有蚊子呀，它们都不会来。然后所以说呢，就是这个牛粪是很好的驱蚊剂。
Snakes also don't come.
然后呢，这个蛇也不会来。
Yeah, they repels. This the smell of the cow dung repels insects and bad reptiles.
对，然后呢，就是这个牛粪，它的这个气味就会驱散所有的这个爬行动物，比如说就是有毒的这些爬行动物。
So this is the opulence of Vrindavan, is the cows and the land. It's the opulence of Vrindavan.
所以说呢，这就是稳达文的富裕，土地还有乳牛。
That's what Krishna was surrounded by.
那这也就是为什么Krishna 会被他们所围绕。
That's why it's called Goloka. Goloka is a planet of cows.
那所以说这个地方为什么被称为叫 Goloka？Goloka 呢是乳牛的星宿。
Go cows, loka planet.
那 Goloka，Go 是乳牛，Loka 是星宿的意思。
Okay, Yamuna Tira has one question.
Yes, but before that, I have another question from 新花 Mataji。
听话。
樱花，顶巴拉说：“我们已婚的可以把 Krishna 当丈夫来看吗？祈祷提升为 Krishna 的皇后吗？”阿叔，please accept my very humble obeisances. For me, actually, I've already got married. Is okay for me to consider Krishna as my husband and pray that someday I can be the queen of the Lord?
That's a very, very lofty desire.
Lofty desire，这
对
是一个
，yeah。
这是一个非常非常崇高的，就非常高境界的一个愿望。
Yeah, we should pray to just to be a menial servant of the servants of the servants of Krishna.
那我们其实只要祈祷我们自己是 Krishna 的非常的谦卑的仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人。
But is not does not mean your desire is bad, huh?
但这并不意味着，就是想做 Krishna 的皇后的这个愿望是不好的愿望。
Yes, Krishna is your real husband. Yes.
的确，Krishna 是您真正的丈夫，是您的真命天子。
Krishna is our real husband, our real father, our real best friend. Is everything.
因为 Krishna 他是我们的一切，他是我们真正的丈夫，是我们真正的朋友，是我们真正的父亲。
Krishna is our real lover.
所以呢，Krishna 他是我们真正的爱人。
Yes.
然后下面这个问题是 Yamuna Tira Mataji 的哈，顶巴阿叔，国内的牛粪是否需要烧过后再给突袭女神施肥？去年直接用牛粪施肥，突袭长了好多小白虫。OK, she's asking for the cow dung inside of China. If it's necessary for us to burn it before we use of it for Tulasi, because last year I just directly used the cow dung inside collected from China to for Tulasi. Then Tulasi, grow lots of white bugs.
No, you have to decompose the cow dung and then mixed with earth and becomes a fertilizer. If you use pure, it can burn Tulasi. You cannot use pure. Either dry and you turn into powder, or you decompose and mixed with earth, with soil. That's how they do in Vrindavan.
他们在文达文是这样做的啊，就是不能够用纯的牛粪直接就当成肥给托拉西女神来施，就必须要把这个牛粪呢，要把它给分解，然后呢，再把它跟土给混在一起，然后再用才行。否则的话呢，它就把凸起给烧坏了。
You are very bold to carry cow dung from Vrindavan to China.
No, she said that the cow dung from China.
From China.
Yeah, that's why she's worried about maybe this the cow dung from China to cause a bug.
Well, it's all cow dung is attracts bugs, but you have to see. Yeah, it's better to know where it comes from. If you know the farm, it's better. How they feed the cows? How they feed the cows also has an influence.
OK, 就是关于这个牛粪的这个来源，可能还是一个需要去弄清楚的问题。就是你要知道，就最好是您如果是认识这个农场，知道他们是怎么来喂养这个乳牛的，这样的牛粪用起来比较踏实。
But usually cow dung is okay, and you just have to dry it under the sun, and then turn into powder, and then you can use as a fertilizer mixed with water.
但是通常来说呢，这个牛粪都应该是没问题的。你就是把这个牛粪给弄干，弄干以后呢，把它给弄成粉，然后把这个粉呢跟土给混在一起，然后再把它做再用这个来当肥料就可以了。
Don't use fresh. It's not.
所以呢，一定不要用鲜的牛粪，这样不行。
Okay, so much for cow dung. Is anything else?
Yeah, Gaura Govinda Manji, Gaura Govinda Prabhu said, Parikshita Wang Ying Dai Huang Jin Huang Guan Er Wu Hui Sheng Ren Zhao Zhu Zhou Ying Ka Li Zhu Zai Qi Zhong Nama Feng Xian Zhe Ke Yi Dai Huang Jin Shou Shi Wang Parikshita Maharaj, because wearing the gold crown, soHe mystically to be cursed by the Brahmana, by the sage. And because the gold is because the Kali is living in the gold. So if it's okay for the devotee wear the jewelries made of the gold. Basically,
no, Kali was given a place where is transaction of gold.Gambling of gold, transaction of gold. Not because if you wear gold or you have gold, is when there is transaction, manipulation of gold for profit. That's where Kali becomes prominent, because when people get involved in gold transaction, they become very greedy, very, 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 very envious, and there is so much competition because of gold. Yes, transaction of gold.
OK, 实际上是这样的，就是当有黄金交易的时候，这会儿卡利就会显现在这个跟黄金交易相关的这件事情里面。因为呢，就是在黄金交易的时候，就会勾起人们的很多的贪婪和他的这个欲望。但并不是说是，然后他们还可能会这个彼此之间相互残杀。
Yes, yeah, Kali is present. But if you have gold and wear gold or use gold for...something needful, it's okay, there's no problem.
但是如果您要是有金子，然后呢把这个金子做成首饰，或者是做成一些就是必要的这些物品的话，只是去用这个金子的话是没有问题的。
You can wear gold. Gold is very good for health.
那么您可以用金子，因为金子对于这个健康是很有帮助的。
Some people use gold rings or gold rings, gold earrings.
那有些奉献者会戴这个金戒指啊，或者是戴金耳环呢、啊。
So it's good for health.
所以呢，这个金子是很有助于健康的。
But not for for transaction. That attracts Kali, yeah.
但是呢, 就是不要用这个金子去进行交易, 因为只要有交易的话,
Kali就会在了。Okay. Sumukirade, the last one.
看到奉献者们都很单纯, 自己过很简朴的生活, 但是对灵性导师和对至尊主的崇拜不惜一切, 都努力做到最好。 Oh, this is her comments. She said that what I see the devotees are very pure and simple. The devotees actually have a very simple life, but they try all the best to give the opulence, offer the opulence to the spiritual master and the supreme lord.
Yes, because all opulence belong to the Supreme Lord, and the Lord representative should be given all opulence, and he offers all this opulence in the service of the Lord. So all opulence should be offered to the Lord. The spiritual master is the means by which we serve the Supreme Lord, so we can offer opulence to the spiritual master because he uses that in the service of the Lord.
因为呢，就是所有的这些富裕都是属于主的，那所以呢，就所有的这些富裕都是应该供奉给主的。那么把它供奉给 Krishna 的奉献者，就供奉给这个灵性导师呢，是因为灵性导师他就可以把这个富裕用于对主的服务。Then
we become the most benefited.
然后呢，就是由于他们把这些富裕都用作在服务中，所以就使得我们从中得到了最好的益处。
Use money, use opulence to print books and distribute books, for instance, is a wonderful way of using opulence.
那就比如说用钱去印书，然后呢去派书，这就是一个非常好的运用我们的富裕的方式。
That's what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta told Srila Prabhupada, anytime you have some money, print books and distribute books.
那这也就是Srila Prabhupada的这个训示，你只要有钱，就用钱去印书，然后去派书。
And Srila Prabhupada used to control the money of the BBT, knew everything about how much the BBT money has, because Srila Prabhupada wanted that money to be used for the printing of books and the construction of temples.
那么舍尔帕帕他曾经就非常的清楚的知道 BBT 到底有多少钱，然后这些钱都是怎么花的，因为他一定要确保这些钱是要用于派书、印书以及建造神庙。When
Srila Prabhupada was here, the BBT was very opulent.
所以呢，当舍尔帕帕还在世的时候 ，BBT 是非常有钱的。50%
of the benefit was using for production of more books. And the other 50% was used for projects.
那所以呢，这个BBT 里面所赚的钱呢，就是百分之五十是用来印书，制作更多的书籍。然后另外50%呢是用来建庙，就是去发展各种各样的项目。
Nobody personally was benefiting from that profit. It was either for the printing of books or for projects.
但是呢，没有任何一个个人会得到这个其中的利益。这个钱全部都用来，要不然就是派书，要不然就是来建庙。The
devotees serving in a BBT, they were not paid servants.
而且呢，在 BBT 做服务的这些奉献者们，他们也都是不拿工资的。They
were maintained nicely, but they had no salary.
他们是能够得到很好的维系，就是他们的生活能够被照顾得很好，但是他们是没有工资的。They
have all the facilities for their service, for their living, but they had no salary. They were not getting benefit from the BBT.
他们呢，就是有很好的设施可以照顾好他们的生活，但是呢，他们是没有工资拿的，而且呢，也不可能由于BBT赚到的利润，他们分到一些利润。
So all opulence that Srila Prabhupada received, he used everything, either to print books or to establish temples and open new projects.
所以说呢，这个Srila Prabhupada他们在这个 BBT 中所收到的所有的这些利益，全部都会用于，要不然就是印书，要不然呢就是去开建新的项目。
Okay, we stop here.
那我们今天这节课呢，就先到这儿了。
It went away from the topic of Mahabharata.
那今天我们的这节讲课的这个话题呢，也超过了 Mahabharata 的话题。
We went to Dwarka to Vrindavan.
然后呢，我们从 Dwarka 去到了 Vrindavan。
Instead of going to Indraprastha.
所以我们没去成 Indraprastha。
We took Krishna back to Vrindavan.
我们把 Krishna 又给带回到了 Vrindavan.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai Srila Vyasa Deva ki jai Itai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Thank you to Dana Kelly and Sumukhi Radha to arrange for this gathering. It was very nice.
谢谢 Sumukhi Radha Maji, 谢谢 Dana Kelly 能够安排我们的这个聚会，非常的甜美的聚会。
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai